The 53rd season of the MSU Department of Theater's Summer Circle Theater opens tonight. MSU students stage plays outdoors, of course, next to Fairchild Theater along the Red Cedar River. Current state Scott Pohl spoke with Professor Rob Rosnowski about this season's schedule and the challenges of performing outdoors. One challenge this year is all the construction going on inside and outside the theater.
There is major renovation going on in the auditorium now, but it actually spills out near the Summer Circle area, so they'll be building out there as well, but stopping obviously for show times and things like that. But yeah, it's going to be exciting to be outside, away from the construction and dust.
All right, now for the benefit of our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with MSU's Summer Circle Theater, I want to ask you about the basics, including the history of offering outdoor summer theater here at MSU.
It's been going on for 53 years. It's really such a great outreach endeavor from the Department of Theater. We get audiences from all over the Lansing, East Lansing, Greater Lansing area to come in, and it's become family tradition. So families come and picnic and bring their children, sometimes their dogs, and it's really a great event that gets about 300 or 400 people a night to just come and see free theater on the banks of the Red Cedar.
Tell me about some of the challenges of staging student productions in the summer months. It makes me wonder about students who are perhaps away for the summer. Gee, I wish I had student X to play this part, but they have a job this summer, that sort of thing. Faculty members may be away. Are those challenges you face in staging outdoor plays in the summer?
Well, some of the challenges absolutely are those, but the other thing is that students are taking classes in the morning. So they take classes and then they go into rehearsal from about 1 till 10 at night with maybe one day off a week. And when we get into production, no days off. So it really becomes a challenge to balance their coursework along with all of their responsibilities doing several shows at one time.
So you have cast members who are in more than one of the shows.
Absolutely. Part of the fun of seeing Summer Circle is watching different people from week to week playing in different styles. So in one week you'll see them in a farce from the 1890s, and the next week a contemporary musical. So you get to see them test their versatility. It's really exciting.
They get to stretch their legs, maybe a comedic role one week, something really dramatic the next.
Exactly. I think that's part of what I love about it, is because they're rehearsing at the same time, they have to really switch their mindset going into one rehearsal hall from the other. They have to really start to figure out how best to use their time and how they can be different, because the audience has a short has a memory of them last week.
One thing I'm curious about is where rehearsals are held for the Summer Circle programs, because, and that's not all that unusual. I suppose that rehearsals would be in a different space from where you perform, but it's a whole different thing when you have to perform outdoors. Where do you rehearse? How does that play into the system here?
Well, we rehearse in several rooms throughout the auditorium, but the mindset of the subtle work that you're doing in the rehearsal room, translating that to outside, to outdoor theater, and where the farthest seat away is pretty far, farther than some of our biggest theaters that we perform in. So it's sort of getting students into the mindset of, yes, that's true and that's truthful, and now we're doing it outside. So there has to be a switch or a rewiring of the way they normally perform, and that's sort of exciting too, because we have students that are training for film acting and then musical theater, and then you get to all of these different venues, and this is another part of performance that they have to get used to.
One other thing they have to get used to in performing outdoors is the unexpected, be it the weather. You mentioned people bringing dogs, a dog barking, somebody going by on the river in a canoe making some noise. These are the sorts of challenges that an actor almost never faces indoors.
Right. I'll say the number one challenge for almost everyone is the mosquitoes, right? So you are there performing and you are being eaten alive. But also the idea, too, of a lot of our shows this summer are in Victorian period costumes. So the heat, along with all of those specific real costumes, really puts a challenge to the actor to perform. You're right also about all the distractions, because we're right by main thoroughfares. You have planes going overhead. You have people bike riding by. There's things that you just don't expect.
Has the weather ever been so nasty that you've moved indoors, or is it really rain or shine?
Since we've got microphones for our actors now, there really is a concerted effort to call a show if the rain is going to damage the actual equipment. Our audiences are pretty loyal, and they will sit there with umbrellas and garbage bags over them watching rain or shine. But we have had shows that have performed 1.5 times due to the rain. We sometimes do come inside to perform, but we're not an air-conditioned building, so it's really, which is worse? So, it really does depend on the weather.
Well, at least the mosquitoes maybe don't follow you indoors.
Exactly.
Well, what are a couple of the highlights of this season's schedule?
We opened first with Charlie's Aunt, which is a comedic chestnut, and trying to put that show together, a farce from 1890, which is a very different style than most of our students have worked in before in 17 rehearsals, is a little bit crazy. So that opens the season. We follow that with Turn of the Screw, which is a mystery, a Henry James novella mystery, a two-person show. And then we have the musical Baby coming up after that. Other programming that we have includes Little Brother, Little Sister, which is playing with Turn of the Screw, and that's an absurdist drama. So you really get to see a variety of shows.
I find it interesting that some nights there is a second show. It's something of a double feature, mm-hmm. and the second show, I gather, at least some of the time, is a more adult theme or more challenging. Maybe the people who brought kids to the first show have left. Maybe some people come just for the later show. Is that part of the idea?
That is part of the idea. And so we have actual pre-show, which is 6 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. There's an original new children's show that's playing. And then on certain evenings, Fridays and Saturdays, after the main stage show, you will get that more adult programming. We'll be doing a reading of a play I wrote called Comfort Food, which is about food and history. And Little Brother, Little Sister is a more adult show than most of the things that we program.
Something tells me that when students from the MSU Theater Department return, graduates from the department, I should say, people who've gone on to careers mm-hmm. in the theater, that one of their fondest memories of their days in East Lansing would include performing along the banks of the Red Cedar.
I totally agree, and it's amazing too. You know, I've been here for almost a decade now, and just the people that come back and that you meet every summer that recall fondly their time working at Summer Circle. We've been having a gala to celebrate, you know, every year for Summer Circle, and I think the 50th anniversary was just really special, where you just found people from all over the country sending their memories in about working. It really is a rite of passage at MSU Theater.
You know, it's interesting when you say that it's been 53 seasons now, or will be 53 seasons. The East Lansing Arts Festival just had its 50th, and lots mm-hmm. of people were looking back at past festivals, some people who have attended every one of the 50. I'll bet there are lots of patrons who have been to nearly all of the programs in the 53 years of MSU's Summer Circle Theater.
That's exactly right. I mean, every year you see different faces returning or the same faces returning, and you start to put together, I don't know, I make up histories for them all and little family stories, but you know, like you just see the same family sitting in the same areas, sometimes bringing the same food with their friends. It really is a tradition, and that's the beautiful part of performing out there.
MSU Theater Professor Rob Rosnowski, you're in charge of Summer Circle Theater. Thank you so much for your time and good luck this season.
Thank you. I hope to see everyone there.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.